very much a personal film. You know, it's a film inspired by a lot of childhood memories. When I was growing up, I had a Filipino maid as well working in the household, and she was with us for 8 years. She came when I was 4, she left when I was 12. So it's very much, you know, my observation of family, my observation of childhood, my observation of growing up in Singapore in the 90s.
The film is character-driven. Was it difficult to reflect on the true story aspects when you put it together?
I think when I started, it was more autobiographical. And, you know, I think when you try and put real life into a film, you know, it doesn't have real dramatic structure. It doesn't really work so much. It became clearer when I took a few steps back and I became more objective about the material and it started to click.
Is resentment towards a live-in maid and nanny typical for both the child and the mother?
It's a phenomenon that's very common in Singapore. In Singapore, every 10 households, about 4 to 5, would hire a live-in maid from a foreign country like the Philippines or Indonesia. It comes out from a very natural motherly instinct of mothers trying to claim back, you know, their children or claim back their position in the family. Unfortunately, you know, having a maid in Singapore is not a bourgeois thing. It's very much a very pragmatic decision because 80% of Singapore is middle class, and both parents usually go to work and they need to bring in the bacon. And the only way they could do that is for them to hire to look after the children.
What kind of strains did your family face with a maid who perhaps became a surrogate mother and friend?
You know, you start with not knowing her and it's all a little bit of culture shock for everyone. Your parents are not home, you know, in the day. She's the one with you in the daytime at home. And slowly, you develop certain feelings, you develop a certain relationship, and she doesn't just cook for you, she cares for you, she disciplines you. She slowly takes over almost the role of a playmate as well as a good friend as well, I guess.
How did you come up with the title of the movie?
Ilo Ilo was literally the first word I wrote on the page when I started writing the film, because that was literally the only thing that I remembered of my Filipino maid when she was with us. Ilo Ilo is actually where my real-life maid comes from. She's from Ilo Ilo. It's a province in the Philippines.
The movie is culturally specific. What do you think foreign audiences can take away from this?
I think the issues of family, of growing up, of migration, of class, of struggling with the economic crisis, I think these are issues that strike a chord with audiences anywhere that actually make me understand that as much as we are all very different culturally, that we are very, very much the same because we all share one single humanity.